podcast. KellerKellerOfficial.com.
You need the Kellervision app. 24/7 mini documentaries, podcasts, live shows, DJ live streams, top fives, subscription packages, plus products for all your podcasts and street culture sports. Download it from the App Store for free today.
Instagram UK Frontline.
Beatbox created.
Killer Keller.
And we're here to talk about world music and street culture.
Killer Keller Podcast.
Okay, cool, Let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, Killer Keller Podcast, live and direct. We are in Birmingham for a very special session. I'm a player, get around, you know what I mean? Big shout out to graffitikings.co.uk. Hold tight everyone with the Kellervision app. Switch on now, boom, bish bash bosh, inside the room. Digbeth is the place to be. If you know Digbeth and you know the area of Birmingham, then you'll know that it's in a transformation, but constantly rejuvenated with graff on such a heavy scale. And one of the characters that is unmissable around these parts and right across Birmingham is the man sitting next to me. NHS, AC, Summerside the place. How are you, my brother?
Respect, bro, man. All good, all good.
This is nice.
It is, man. Nice little chilled spot.
Yeah.
In the heart of Digbeth.
Explain it in more specific terms, because to say it's in the centre is an understatement.
This is it. This is the heart of Digbeth, really. All around here is bombed, isn't it? You've seen it yourself. Paintings everywhere. There's not much more to say about it. Just anyone coming to Birmingham, just walk around here, you'll see it, man. See how battered it is.
It's a radius, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's a block of nothing but wall-to-wall graph.
Yeah, I'd say so, man. You've probably got, I don't know, mile square, maybe a mile and a half squared, just full-on graph everywhere.
That, to anybody that is not into graph, would just be, that's like someone's worst nightmare. But when you put it in, a lot of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like isolated. It's almost like an exhibition space of just burners.
Yeah, that's it, man. You see people doing little street tours around here. You see, I don't know who they are, but I've seen little groups of people walking around and someone's pointing shit out to them and, yeah, someone's making money off us. That's what it is, man.
Yeah, gentry, you need some compensation for that. At least pay for the paint.
Oh, trust me. That's what we're going to do, though, man.
But you were saying that it's not legal. Technically,
No, I don't think it's legal. I think there's parts of it that are legal, but for the majority of it, I just think people just paint there and anyone else will just turn a blind eye to you doing it.
Really?
Like, if you just walk around here, you'll see, you just know that, oh, that can't be legal there, but people just turn up, paint, go home.
Really?
And I think because it's Digbeth, people just allow it, you know what I mean?
It's all good.
Just let them be, man.
You must have seen this come to its own over the period in which it started. Were you around in the beginnings of when Digbeth was and Custard Factory, which is the other area, which is, I used to do gigs in Custard Factory.
Right behind you there, man. That's the Custard Factory.
It's bonkers how much the whole area has changed, but you must have seen
I've seen it. I've seen it from the start to where it is now, and I've been around for some time, man. And in the early days, there'd just be a few tags around these sides. Mm. And then I think you've had like people like Gent and Nuso and Tempo and a couple of those 48 lot sort of push it. And then it's the graph shop first come here, the bench. They started the graph shop here. And then obviously from there, it's just sort of leaked out, hasn't it? People coming to get paint and writing around the area. And then over the years, there's been a lot of disused factories that have been getting hit. Then them factories get knocked down and get boards put around them. And once the boards are put up, people paint the boards. They're just they're fighting a losing battle. The council or whoever it is around here, it's just non-stop, man.
You explaining that to me is just like, yeah, this is a utopia of just, you know what I mean? But because it's a rarity, isn't it? You don't get a lot of that in many cities.
I wouldn't say so. I don't know, man. Like, I don't really go to the other cities to see the graph scene, apart from London. Why would you
go anywhere else? It's all popping here.
Yeah, it is. And I think anyone that comes from other cities and sees this think, oh yeah, man, it'd be sick if we had this in our city. You know what I mean? But to be fair, in the same sense, a lot of writers in Brum don't like painting Digbeth. Especially a couple of years ago, people just got bored of painting here. Coming up here every weekend, hitting the boards or hitting the factory that's been hit 100 times before. And then, sort of people just started more like the active writers come away from writing in Digbeth, you know what I mean? Mm. And then, you know, the part-timers like myself would just come off here and do a little painting here and there.
Is it therapy for you, Sam? Like, do you feel like when you're not painting, you're missing something?
Nah.
Really?
Nah, I'm not active like that, you get me? No, these days, no, it's me just coming out to paint just to sort of de-stress and get away from normal life, get away from my responsibilities and come out, link up with the lads and couple beers, paint for a little bit, man.
Must feel quite fulfilling.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Like, I don't care now about getting out and getting up and doing all that shit. I've done it. I've been writing 20-odd years, you get me? I don't
20
need,
years in the game,
I don't
come
need
on.
To, I don't, not even about need to, it's just I don't want to. I don't want to be out there doing that now, you know what I mean? I'm not, it's not me, man.
Do you notice, can you see that the game change in terms of, you know, the illegality of it? Like, I'm really urging towards the story of days gone and like the kind of mischief you got up to, but can you see that the night and day of it and how it, you know, or is it your attitude that might have changed to, you know, the approach?
Yeah, both, you know, but obviously my attitude's changed because I've grown up more, got more responsibilities, got kids, got a missus, you know, all that game of growing up, you know what I mean? And then in the same sense, I don't know, man, it just feels like graph in 2021 is a lot more accepted than graph was, say, 15 years ago.
It's true, isn't it?
Or, you know, 20 years ago when we would be walking around, looking around, dropping a tag, quickly looking around again, making sure we weren't seen. And these days now, you know, there's people that just go around and do not care and they'll write everywhere. Like Medic from Bromia, shout out Medic. He don't care, man. He is writing anywhere in the city centre, bombing up, you know what I mean? And I think, I don't know, I just think people just accept it more these days.
Where does that come from? Because it's funny, because I was talking about this with Panic, and it's a cultural acceptance.
Yeah, yeah.
But then I think to myself, I wonder what the extreme is. If this is the new norm, then how do you take it to the extreme? What's the extreme?
Maybe doing roadside dubs in the daytime, that would be the extreme, wouldn't it? And stuff like that. But people are doing that as well. Like, I don't know, man. It's
without just, a care. No one's batting an eyelid.
People don't care. I don't know. I ain't got the answer for it, man. I just don't know how. Like I said, man, 10, 15 years ago, it weren't like this. Digbeth was around then, you get me? But it weren't like this. And even like, you come out of Digbeth and it's battered, all around here is battered, in a circle of city centre. Lupo everywhere, fucking Skeng is up everywhere. You know, there's loads of them.
Yeah, I've seen them, man. I've been walking around. You know,
it's hammered, man. And yeah, even now, when you come more out of the city centre and you start going into the other areas like Small Heath and King's Heath, and they're still battered. They're hammered, man. You got King's Heath High Street, it's battered.
That's insane. Battered.
Small Heath, Green Lane, Cove Road, Corsair's killed it. Tags everywhere, man.
I see him. I see some of his things that he gets up to.
Yeah, he's on it as well, man.
But yeah, he's a
I don't know, man. It just right now in this day and age, graph's everywhere, man. Everywhere in Birmingham, I'm talking. I'm not talking of a city, so I don't know. But right now here, it is hammered. Probably the most it's ever been battered, and it was battered back in the day. But I wouldn't say it was battered as much as this. But what I would say is there's not as many people writing now.
You think?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. There is not. I was a kid, in school, and everyone tagged in school. Okay. You get me? Kids in school now don't tag. They don't tag now.
They haven't got an interest like
no
that.
No one tags in school. When I was in school, and people around me that went to different schools, everyone had a tag name in their school. Whether they was super bombers and was going out every day tagging, you know what I mean? But whether they was just tagging on their school books and desks or whatever, everyone tagged in school. I don't see that now.
How many writers? I mean, this is, I could never, I would lose count in London. But in Birmingham, on that statement alone, how many writers do you think there are in Birmingham that you would say, yeah, these guys have been doing it from day, or these guys are doing it and getting up now, these are youngsters? How many
right
approximately?
Now?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
Too
man.
Many?
I don't know, man. Like I said, I don't think there's as many writers now than compared to back in sort of like 2000 to 2004, five, them days. And then it sort of went off for a bit. But I think everyone wrote back then, man, especially in areas, like the city centre weren't as battered as like it is now. But I mean, in areas, you get me? Everyone tagged. I don't know what it is now. Social media, PS5s and Xboxes, you get me? Everyone's just probably not out on the streets like we used to be when I was a kid, because that was the thing to do, weren't it?
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's more interesting is, in the wake of platforms like Instagram, like where you see nothing, but maybe it's just our algorithms picking up all the things we're watching all the time. Yeah. But like, all I see is like graph and the progression of it. The same with beatboxing, the same with DJing and club mixes.
I think with Instagram as well. Instagram, like a lot, some people hate Instagram, but then there's other people that love it, and I think it's great. It's a great thing, man. It's made people connect all over the world, especially myself. Like the amount of people that message me, and obviously you see my Instagram.
It's we just, wouldn't be here talking if
exactly,
it
wasn't. Exactly, yeah, yeah.
I wouldn't have a clue about Birmingham and what's going on at any point.
I know a lot of people don't like the social side of graffiti. You know what I mean? Like, people don't need to go and travel these days to see paintings. Like, I had to when I was a kid, you get me? I had to go and catch buses and that. But in the same sense, it's 2021, and it's not going to be the same. Like that. Everyone's got a camera phone. And everyone's on social medias. Everyone, you just gotta evolve or be extinct, innit? That's what it is. That's what it is, innit? It's 2021. Extinct. Deal with it, man. This is life now.
I'm feeling everything you're saying. I feel like people that are entering into the scene right now are picking up on things that, like you say, social media is probably their first port of call.
Oh,
get their piece done. Doesn't matter if it goes in 20 seconds because they got the flick, yeah, exactly. They got the video.
I know, yeah. I'm sure it was Dogs. As long as you get the photo, that's all that matters.
Yeah, hold tight, Dogs.
Said something like that. I think it was Dogs.
Yeah.
But yeah, Instagram has changed the game in a sense of people seeing it. Like, look at myself, for instance. I'm not a big bomber. I don't go out bombing or painting or, you know, now and again, but I've got loads of followers because people just like what I'm writing.
Actually, that's a really good point, actually. Yeah, good segue. You have got a lot of followers. You've got different accounts that are doing a lot of different things, haven't you?
So I've got my Handstyle account, which is Handsome, and then I've got my other one, which is what I post my paintings on, basically, which is obviously not as big as the other one, but...
How did the other one pop off so much?
Oh, I couldn't even tell you, bro, man.
That's bonkers, isn't it?
I don't know, man.
Just bring you guys up to speed. I mean, this ain't no trickery. My man's... He'd been doing it for a long time. This is some freak of nature moment where now you've got an account where you literally could just do tags and it gets peppered with not likes.
I don't care about likes, though.
No, it doesn't matter.
That don't bother me. Like, I don't care. I don't care if I've got two likes on it, you get me?
Yeah.
So the whole point of that account is it's more like a business account, you get me?
Yeah.
So I've got a massive following on there, yeah. You've got to use that to my advantage, you get me?
Bro, yeah.
Because... Why wouldn't you?
Who wouldn't? Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And so that to me is the business account, and that's why I don't post none of my paintings on there or none of, you know, the local stuff that I do, and don't follow no one on there either, because it's not for that. You get me? My other account is the one that I sort of talk to people to and follow people. You get me? And that one's the one to just spread my name across the world, and people like what I do, and people do get inspired by my tags on there. People all the time message me and say, yeah, rare, you know.
Bro, you've been sick from day, like, and how savvy is that, that you've got two accounts that operate in two different worlds for two different reasons, and it pops. It's fucking
It weren't like that at the beginning. That was my account, you get me? And then I don't know, I can't even tell you, man. It's just started going off, and then
that's what I try to tell people all the time. I even try telling myself sometimes. It's really important. It's nice to be important, but it's more important just to be prolific.
Yeah, yeah. Just prolific on Instagram.
Just keep moving, yeah. Like, it doesn't matter about the numbers. The worst thing you can be doing is, like, over-analysing your movements based on what you think. You're trying to beat the algorithm? Yeah, don't bother. Yeah, nah. Leave it.
But coming back to the original point of Instagram, this is what I'm saying. It's good that we have social media because of interacting and connecting with people all over the world. Mm. All over the world.
It's beautiful.
I did an Instagram Live a couple of months ago, and people from Hollywood were on there, and like on Instagram Live, and you can, you know, go on live with that person. And the guy was there showing me the Hollywood sign and that, and you know what I mean? And he's talking to me direct, and I'm just saying, like, this is what's good about the social media side of things.
That's incredible.
Where you can connect with people like that, you know what I mean? And you can talk to and build up like a good friendship with people. I know there's guys from LA that I talk to. I'm never going to meet them, but you know, I can talk to them on a level, you get me? And that's what's good about that side of Instagram and whatever, Facebook, Twitter, You know what I mean?
So true.
It's you got to roll with it, innit? You got to roll with it.
You've got to roll with it. And the other thing is the history within the... It's like going down a rabbit hole. Like meeting you, Tempo, Corsa, Zuki,
yeah,
Kratz. Like, I mean, the list goes on, you guys. Yeah. And it's not so much as like, you probably don't see it in the same way because on the outside looking in, you could have like the picture there of the Instagram, but it's when you actually walk up to the piece and you see it with your own eyes. I've had that a couple of times and I've just jumped back and be like, that's that picture I saw the other day, but I'm actually in front of it. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I had that moment the other week, man. I went and seen what Tempo and Sway did. Mm-hmm. They've been doing these big productions. I don't know if you've seen it on his thing, on his page and that. Yes. Yeah, and I went to see it the other day. I was like, yo, this is sick. Mm-hmm. This is better than the photo. It was proper sick, man. It was massive. You can see the time and effort they're put into it, you get me? Like,
the attention to detail photos. On that yeah, shit. Yeah,
exactly. On the photo, you can see it, and yeah, it looks sick. But when you're there in front of it and you're looking, you're like, you know what, they smashed it on this one. They've done a proper good job.
Because pictures can be deceiving, can't they? You can style out a shot based on an angle.
Yeah.
When you cut it close to it and you see it, it's like, oh yeah, it's a bit wide, it's a bit bonky. It's yeah. a bit da-da-da. You know what I mean? You're dealing, when you're face-to-face, you're dealing with the raw, aren't you?
Yeah, 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 of course, yeah.
Let's take it back. Let's get into the meat and veg. Where did it all begin, brother? Where did it all begin for some?
Borsley Green, man. That's where I grew up. So right. Corsa grew up. Corsa was probably the only... Well, not... Pro, no, he weren't the only guy, but he was the biggest bomber back then. You get me? He was everywhere. And then I can't tell you how I started. Don't remember. It's too long ago.
Really?
Yeah.
That long ago?
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking like 96, innit? Them times, little kid. But so Corsa was from the same area, innit? And I used to chill with one kid who wrote as well. I used to write Chrome. And his next door neighbours were good friends with Corsa. Mm-hmm. So Corsa would come down to theirs. And we got into graffiti. And there was terraced houses and there's an alleyway in between them. And Corsa would bomb this alleyway. And it's my mates next door, you know what I mean? So we'd be in that alleyway just looking at all the tags like, oh, what's this, man? You know what I mean? Yeah. We're only kids. You don't know what's going on. But yeah, then through time... Corsa, we met up with Corsa, you know what I mean, and then ever since knowing him, since
Corsa is like the DNA of fucking everyone's graph journey, man.
I know, and I know every time I watch the podcast and that, and everyone talks about Corsa, I think, oh, you know, we want Corsa to talk about himself, Corsa, but you can't not talk about Corsa because if it weren't for Corsa, my generation wouldn't exist
at all, yeah,
you know what I mean, and his it's hard to. To put on, you know, it's hard to say exactly how much he's done for the scene because he was at the time, back then, he absolutely smashed it, you know, and he was probably the only sort of real, you know, only one that was bombing. There was other people that wrote, like Zuki, for instance, but he tagged as well, but he weren't as up as much as Corsa. Mm. And then obviously Corsa then inspires my generation and the generation after that, you know what I mean? Yeah, so of course, you've got to just put him on his pedestal, and yeah, you know what I mean?
1,000%.
He's done, he's paid his dues. You can't not respect what he's done because he's done it all, you get me?
But it teaches the next generation what the compass and the reference points. He's the DNA, and
yeah.
Like you say, it was such a young age when you met him.
Yeah.
So what was it like? How was that integration when you started painting with Corsa? Like, how old were you then?
I would have been 12 or something when I met Corsa.
Damn.
Yeah, I would have been a kid. He was only he's only a couple of years older. So, you know, you know, I mean, you're a fully grown man, and he's just he's a couple of years older. Mm. But yeah, and then over the years, because he's from the same area, you just constantly see his stuff, and then you're copying. And yeah, he is biting. You bite the style that you see, that you're influenced by. It's everywhere, you get me? I'm from the same area as him, so that's all I can see. Until then, Subway Art, you know, we got our hands on Subway Art and then started looking at that and trying to develop more of a style. But yeah, he's always been around. He's always been there, and he's always been there.
Proprietor of the Birmingham style.
Yeah. And that's the people talk about the Brum style.
There is, yeah.
So it's come from him.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether... Well, I'm sure he said before to me that he got it from London. So when he used to come to London all them times, but then he took, I don't know, elements of what he was seeing in London, brought it home.
Elements of it, yeah. And that then, 90s look.
Yeah, then exactly, yeah, exactly. And then obviously he's done his thing. Mm. And then that inspires me and after me and after them. And until we get to these days now, where I don't think there is that Brom style now, is saturated out.
Well,
because
there is and there isn't. I know what you're saying, but there is certainly a... Or maybe there's more of a definitive... It's either London's got a style of its own or Birmingham has, but there is a differentiation between...
Yeah, I'd say so, because, like, you know, he's done what he's done. I've done what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
Then after me, you know, Pacer, Forms, Page, Alce, Arrest.
Big up Forms as well. Met him in the shop. Fucking great.
Big up Forms and Pacer, man.
Oh, tight.
You know, and all these other writers then just do what they're doing. And it just slowly just changes, don't it?
Yeah, let's stay on you for a second here, because your contribution to the graph scene over here was just vast. You went in.
Yeah, at times, and then drifted back out and back in. You get me? I think it's all part of the growing up, and it, you know, I've always painted, but I haven't always tagged and bombed. You get me? Drifted in and out of stuff, because other stuff happens in life, don't it?
Mm-hmm.
Started going out, started doing all that stuff. Didn't really concentrate on graph too much. Then come back to it, faded out.
And there's something about graph that I love, right? And I'm sure what you're getting at here is something that resonates with you and probably a lot of people, is it's part of a street culture. It's part of your street culture DNA.
Yeah, yeah, 100%, yeah.
I just feel like if you're into that shit, then have your tag and know how to use it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Isn't it? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then it'll always be with you.
Yeah, it is. It's like riding a bike, isn't it?
Yeah.
Once you know how to do it, you don't sort of stop. And no, there's writers that used to write back in the day, like Image, for instance, Big Up Image, not the London Image, I'm talking about the one from Brum.
Ah, okay.
And he used to write back in the day, but he's done what he's done, and right now he's still got an interesting graph.
Mm-hmm.
He still writes on paper and stuff. So you know what I'm saying? Once you know how to do it, it doesn't leave you, man. Even if you're not a bomber or you're not out painting, you still got it.
Mm.
And a lot, I know loads of people from when I was younger that don't tag no more or paint, but they still write on paper. Mm. They just can't get it out of you. See a pen, piece of paper, and I drop a tag.
People underestimate that transferal of paper to wall, wall to paper. I think there's a skill in it in itself. It's quite...
Yeah, and I don't think enough people do it these days.
It's so important to get that transferal right.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't think enough people practice these days. This new generation, again, leading back to Instagram, seeing Instagram. Well, that looks easy. Mm. I'm going to do that. And easy is it?
It's fuck the contrast. Fuck the colour schemes. Fuck the fuck the straight letters. Let's go for a wild style. And it's like, yo, chill.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Chill.
Run before you can walk, innit? Because... you know, everyone who's been painting or tagging for a long time knows you got to master the tag. Not even master it, you got to be able to tag.
Mm.
And then move on to the next throw up. And then move on to the dubs. And then go on to your pieces, you get me? Mm. And then if you want to be brave and do wild styles, then crack on in it. But at least do the steps before you jump into the deep end. There's not many people are going from, oh yeah, look at that, and then bang, doing a big... piece.
Yeah.
There's no one doing that, is there?
Nah.
And there's not, man.
And that's the biggest failure, I think, is people's patience. They need patience.
Yeah.
You know, repetition is key.
Because, you know, like on Instagram, I get loads of people messaging me, oh, how do you do that? How do you do that style? What, any tips for my tags to be better? And I'm just like, I'll just tell everyone the same thing, and it's practice.
Mm.
You can't do it overnight. You know, I've been tagging for 20 years. Don't come overnight, you get me?
Yeah.
Don't come overnight, and obviously you got to be inspired by what's around you or what you can see, and don't copy it. Be inspired by it.
That's the biggest hurdle for a lot of people in any creative space, is that where's the line drawn on plagiarism and like copying?
Yeah.
It's so hard, isn't it?
I know. I saw a thing the other day what Tempo put up. You might have seen that as well.
What's he saying?
Like someone from France was writing Temp, and it looked exactly like his thing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I'll put it up on the screen and see it. That is fucking bonkers. Like, that was just not out and out biting.
Yeah, but I get it as well, man. People, the other week, someone from Mexico sent me a photo and said, like, have you been here? And dropped this tag. And someone had copied my tag exactly the same, and wrote it on the street in Mexico.
That's fucked up.
I'll show you the photo afterwards. And you'll be like, raw.
You'll have to send me it for these guys.
But this is another good thing leading back to Instagram again. Get me? It's Mexico... I'm from Birmingham. Someone from Mexico has seen my tag and dropped it up in Mexico.
To be fair,
you know what I mean? It's crazy, isn't it?
Bonkers, isn't
it's mad.
It?
It's mad. And it's, I don't care. I don't care if anyone copies me. I don't. That's what I'm trying to do. No, I don't give a shit, man. I'm too old to care about that stuff. Get me? I don't care. like, yeah, man, be inspired by it. You want to copy it, whatever, I don't care. Anyway, there's about a million people write some these days, you get me? You got two in London.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean?
But you know what, though? You know what? This brings me on to a question I've always had in my head, and it's okay, it's one thing not to be bothered about it, and obviously there's always going to be other names. Where do you find those unique names? Where do you find those?
There's not many, is there?
There isn't.
Nah. Unless you got like the mad names, like that, I don't know, Krutz, that might be a name that not many people would copy. But then you got stuff like Corsa, bet loads of people copy that. Mm. Tempo, Sum, Plan, Obey.
Yeah.
There's loads on their page. Yeah. You know, it's quite hard to have that unique tag unless it is a unique word that not many people might write, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a tough one. Oust was another one, Oust London.
I think that Instagram page, Graffiti Courtroom, they constantly put stuff up, don't they, of names against each other sort of thing. You're going to find it everywhere.
Yeah.
You'll always find someone, I'd say so, that's got the same tag as you.
I might just add as well that when you think about it, Graffiti Courtroom or not, it's I think it's kind of cool that there are some names that are the same. And you look at the difference in styles from the country or area that it's based upon. I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, I get people messaging me all the time on Instagram, is this you? Is this you? Is this you? And they've been from all over the world.
That's amazing.
Do you know what I mean? America, Australia, Germany. Yeah. I'm sure there's a guy in Germany that writes some, and NHS.
Really?
Yeah, there's a big crew in Germany called NHS, and there's a writer called some. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about biting each other or copying each other. It's just coincidence. It's one of them things, man. And I just don't understand how people can take, you know, what's the word I'm looking for?
Ownership?
No, not ownership. Like, when they... Oh, man.
Offence?
Yeah, that's the word, man. How can you take offence to it, man? It's one of them, innit?
I'm with you.
It's one of them. Just do what you're doing, man. Crack on with it and let them crack on with what they're doing, man.
How did you get into NHS?
It's one of them, the crew, because all my friends were put in it at that time as well. And like I said, I'd known him he'd known me anyway, and obviously saw me getting better, my style getting better. And then he's like, yeah, man, put NHS up.
At
the time, that was big. It was a big thing at the time.
It's big now, boy.
It's a big crew, it was a big crew. Like, all the sort of, you know, everyone who was up was in it at the time.
And AC as well.
Yeah, so Koza put me in AC a couple of years ago. But yeah, I want to just say, like, I'm not in AC because I'm All City, because I'm certainly not All City. You get me? I don't want to take that sort of that title of being up everywhere, because I'm not. You get me? I'm not. But yeah,
because
there was
that's
cool with Koza. You get me? And you know, he'd been down here a couple of times, and he's like, yeah, man, put up AC, put up MZ. And then, like I said to you earlier, meeting up with Sample. Sample put me in TGS.
Hold tight, Sample.
Yeah, big up Sample, Tipsy, or the TGS crew.
Hold tight.
Yeah, and because you're on a level, innit? Yeah. The people, you meet up with someone, you see it on a level, you know what I mean?
If you're it's on a level, them. You're on a level.
It's one of them, innit? Yeah, man. So I don't tend to put them crews up too tough. But I do now and again, you know what I mean? It's one of them. Yeah, man. So shout out to them boys, man. Mm-hmm. Big them up, man.
It's a rite of passage, isn't it? When you've got crew names underneath your own name like that.
Yeah.
Yo, like... And you'll be hanging out with them. So it's kind of...
Yeah.
It's only natural progression that you get the name. But that doesn't always mean that you've got a...
Yeah.
Or you are naturally that way inclined to be what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Did you feel like there was a pressure for it?
No, not really. Yeah. Nah, maybe if they were from the same city or whatever, but... It's just one of them things, and it's just branching out a bit, I'd say. You know, like, kind of get the crew up in the next city.
Yeah.
Which is, like, what happened with NHS. Because that started here. Zombie took it to London.
Crazy, yeah.
And it split. And then you've got... I don't know what happened then. Well, I don't know what the history is of NHS in London, but it's at where it is now. You've got Dogs. There's a big, big figure in it.
Yeah.
You don't see Zombie putting it up. No more.
No,
I don't think
really.
So.
Really, I don't.
But like here, you don't see the guy here put it up very often, which was Meth. He don't put that up very often, but I'm sure it was Meth and Zombie that started it. I'm sure it is, man. But yeah, then it just Corsa took it over, and then Corsa did what he did.
I fucking love it. And what I do also love is that relationship between the cities, like you're saying. Yeah. You know, I come out of the station, and I see a 10-foot Then I see a cross. I see a bass. I see it, and it's this is wicked. I love it. And you, the world is getting smaller.
Yeah, it's good to see. And it like two different, you know, writers from other cities linking up. Like you just touched on Nkrutz and Baz. Course has always had that affiliation with the DDS lot. Yeah, me. Yeah, it's good to see you, man. And that was a big inspiration back in the day when Zombie and Koza came up to here.
I like, remember rah! This. Yeah.
Like, this is like 99, I think.
I remember the pictures. I remember seeing the pictures across
and
the
magazines. And then that was like the next step of inspiration as a young writer looking up to what's happening. Mm. And then, like, you're oh, they're the London lot. And then, you know what I mean? And then, like, Zombie sick, Koza sick. Zonk, he was another one, man.
Zonk came through as well. He came up a bunch of times. I remember coming up on the train the first time when I did a gig and I saw Zonk on the track sides.
Yeah, man. There was the course of Koza Zonk stuff. And then, like I said, Zombie come up. And you know what? When they come up in 99, I was about 14, I think.
Your mind must have blown.
Yeah. Because like I said, going back to the relationship with Koza, linked up with Koza, and he's like, yo, I'm with these. And they're like, oh my God, you know, then, yo, Zombie, you know, and Koza, this is them boys.
Oh, shit.
And there was me and my pal at the time who used to write Tremor. Me and him, we linked up with Koza in City Centre. Mm. And we went to Selly Oak with them. Yeah, and we're two little kids and we're with these boys and we went to Selly Oak and they're painted in Selly Oak. I don't, you know, Zombie probably would never remember that. Or Koza, you know what I mean? You know, I've met up with Koza plenty of times since then. But they probably wouldn't have
big up
that
Koza.
Was me.
Big up Zombie. Me?
That was me back then. Yeah.
I'll take Zonk. I've got to shout him out, man. He's in my people.
Yeah, big up them lot, man. Yeah. And we did a thing. I didn't paint then. But them lot all did a thing in Selly Oak. And then it's mad, yeah, because of course, I must have gone somewhere and I think he was going to get some paint or some pens or something and he left them with us two little kids. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, you stay with these lot, and we couldn't find him and we ended up going back into City Centre, me, my pal Tremor, Koza, Zombie, and I think you come down with Onek.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. That was
whoa, what happened Onek? Big up Onek.
Yeah.
C4. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And we went back into the city centre with them like with them three. And I remember just waiting. I'm a kid, remember that. Like I can't really remember it too tough, but I remember being in town and we're just waiting for Koza. Just waiting for him to appear, and then out of nowhere, we just there. Remember, no one had phones back then, so you couldn't phone someone. It was just
the struggle was real.
Yeah, it was just like we're just waiting here because it was like a spot in time where people would just meet up, you get me, and he just appeared out of nowhere and there was must have said like where you been and then we got off Koza, me and Tremor got off then and left them to it, you get me. But yeah, that was a mad little story, man. Kids 14, 15 I was, man,
15 years old,
14, yeah.
And these guys, I don't think they realised the impact that they had. Like, it's just
probably not at that time. Probably not. But here, it's that style, because it was similar to that style, weren't it? It's the Brum, London, the DDS style. Mm. So that was what we looked up to, that style, that bombing, that raw, you know what I mean? That just vandalising style.
Coloured dubs as well. Coloured dubs were a thing.
The thing as well that them lot used to do was they'd do the chrome and black dubs and then they'd do the fluorescent outline. I don't even remember it,
like a yellow, like a fluorescent like yellow
pinks,
shit like that,
greens, oranges. I can't remember what the year might have been. It might have been about them early 2000 years, but we were seeing that here, and so then we did it here. We was like, that is popping them dubs off, man, because before that people just go around with chrome or white and that, but the fluorescent
was the jam. And I remember seeing Zonk once. For me, Zonk was the first person to do that. I mean, in my mind, I know that's probably not completely correct, but I remember seeing Zonk ones and they were just so powerful. Like that one Tempo's done, the fluorescent really pops
them off
around
it,
don't
it, man. So that's what we would be doing back then, just getting the fluorescent paint and then doing your final border around them, you get me. But another sort of inspiration from London that was.
So from that point there and that development of your style and your journey into graph, because we've brought this up before on the Birmingham episodes, and big up all the regulars, but Hold Tight Zuki, Hold Tight Tempo, oust all the guys that have been on before. One of the narratives, and Hold Tight Shaq as well, because Shaq.
Yeah, big up Shaq.
Big up Shaq, because he actually brought this on up pretty hard. He was like, you know, it is about bridges, not really about trains, not really about track sides. It's a lot about, it's about roads, it's about rooftops here and there.
Yeah.
It's a different flex.
I can touch on that because when you compare the cities, Birmingham and London, you'll be able to tell me more, but I'd imagine in London, the public use the underground quite a lot, don't they?
Yeah.
You get me? A lot.
Yeah, drones.
Here, the trains, and I'm sure a lot of people will vouch for me, people don't use the trains that much. People do, obviously, yeah. But I mean writers and stuff.
Got you.
Probably don't use the trains as much here. Mm. So growing up, the trains weren't really the thing, I'd say. No, there wasn't really a massive train scene here in Brum until like about 05 when the TR boys got involved, Midas and Prove and them lot. They started doing the trains quite hard.
Right.
But for me, growing up, I weren't really interested in trains. I never caught a train, so why would I be interested in it? Because I would never see anything,
yeah.
Get me? So,
I feel you.
And then that's a lot of... That goes for a lot of people from my side of Brum, East Birmingham. Mm. The train weren't the thing, really. Like, people didn't really catch trains too tough. It was more of buses. That's what... The buses was the key thing.
God,
buses
yeah.
were absolutely bombed. Because that's all that everyone got on.
It's hard to grasp an image, let alone in your head, but on the internet. Because... Everyone talks about the Birmingham buses being bad. You go online, the busing companies don't want you to know how much of a battering they got because there's none online.
Yeah, there's none. Nah, I've got an old... I've got one photo, yeah. And I'll show you that afterwards. But yeah, the buses were proper bad, you know.
Really?
Yeah, like, you'd get on a bus, every window would be tagged or scratched on, and all the panels at the top, coarser with this, like, mad staining ink that it used to bomb. So when they cleaned it was still there anyway.
And it looks purpley.
Yeah, big yeah, the ink, man. Everyone knows the ink.
You know.
Yeah, the best ink out is when that purpley colour.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just what the fuck?
When they clean it, it's still purple. It's
still
there.
What the fuck ink? What the fuck's that ink?
Corsa had some special recipe for that, man. Mm. I don't think he let on too tough about what it was exactly, but yeah, the buses are hammered, man. Like, you'd be just chilling on the streets, looking at the buses go past, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, yeah, you know, picking out the tags that you could see on there, you know what I mean? Bad, though, like, I'm not talking a couple of tags, I'm on about every window, with different writers, though, not, you know, the same bunch of writers going on the bus. Yeah, yeah. And that sort of stemmed from the late 80s, when all them old boys used to write, and they used to hang out the back of the fire exit, you know, open the window, hang down, and bomb up the bus, and... Yeah, it must have stemmed from there, you know what I mean? Because like I said, it was a big form of transportation for a lot of people, was the bus.
Big up Doc Scott at this point, when we're talking about hanging off the back of the bus. I don't know if you had this story on podcast, but the drum and bass DJ, Doc Scott, he was hanging off because he used to write.
Okay.
And he was on the top deck, hanging off, like you were saying, and he fell off.
Oh,
came off, everyone went over a bridge.
Oh, God.
Off. You guys, I mean, there's some sort of like stuntman agility that used to go on back then, I don't know.
Yeah, I never hung out no windows, man.
See me, I ain't going on no fucking window, man.
But people did. You'd have like the crazy kids that would do that sort of stuff, or you could get your hand out the window and write on the, you get me?
Yeah.
On the outside of the bus at the top. Yeah, or when buses pulled up, people would bomb the back of the bus or the side of the bus. Yeah, big, big thing buses were. Not now, you see a bus now.
Yeah.
You've got internet on buses now, haven't you? Internet.
Yeah.
Bear cameras.
Looking at the graph rather than doing it.
Yeah.
Banging out the truth. I mean, that the way you explained it was so passe. It's like, I guess it's no different to if a train writer was doing a train. But like here, there was a cultural attention. There was a attention to trains specific, buses specifically.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. And in contrast to the rest of the country, you guys were very much about.
And maybe again, because we were younger, so no one drove. Yeah. You get me? No one had cars. I'm talking from that sort of age from, like, you know, 12 up until 19, maybe, you know. And obviously people would still be writing, but, you know what I mean? No one drove cars. No one was old enough to drive cars. Yeah. So, and a lot of the scene was kids.
Yeah.
It was kids, which you don't see now, because maybe the buses could be bombed because a lot of writers now are older.
Coming back from school and shit like that back in the day.
Exactly that. Yeah, going to school, coming back from school. You know what I mean? But, And this is the thing, because kids aren't writing these days. Maybe that is why buses aren't getting bombed.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
But yeah. Yeah, there were good days, man, bombing the buses.
Rooftops, would that be another thing? Bridges? I mean, we're above a bridge now. I haven't heard one train go past, which actually does depict...
Yeah, this is the main line. This isn't a Moore Street, this is...
I ain't fucking heard nothing. I mean, no wonder no one uses the bloody things, you know what I mean? There's no point in you, but... There are other ways to skin a cat, particularly in town. Going around, I guess I'm taking it like back in the day. It was more about the bridges and the rooftops and the
street bombing. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, people did write on the tracks. There was a lot of like the south side writers that were more interested in the tracks, I would say, compared to the east side of Brum. Because the Birmingham scene, I think, sort of over the last 20 years, has been sort of split by East Birmingham, and then you've got the South Birmingham, which is Selly Oak and Kings Heath, and them writers there, and us, and there's not many writers from North or the West of Brum, to be fair. Well, I don't think so, anyway.
Not yet.
Yeah, the scenes were quite different, you know what I mean? They had that style that they had Krem. Krem was the sort of the guy that a lot of people looked up to
over there.
And then on the east it was Corsa, and then Krem and Corsa were in the same crew, FKS, with T-Bone, Zucky and Fuel.
Hold tight, all them original man.
They're the lot that you used to look up to when you was kids, and then the lot before them, like Atiski and Bitski, Meth. But you could see the style change from the south to the east, because
fantastic.
You had two different figureheads that people looked up to for inspiration, Corsa and Krem. Yeah, man.
Mad. Yeah, last time I was here, I think I had T-Bone, Corsa and Zucky all in one shot together.
Yeah, the Godfathers.
Yeah, I was just like, my mind is fucking blown away. Oh, like, yeah. They're still friends. They still roll.
Yeah, they're still good friends, man. FKS, aren't they?
All day.
Yeah. Yeah, and then that's what, it's mad, isn't it? Corsa again. Corsa got this FKS crew, and then he's got NHS, and then he's got INS.
AC.
Then there was DBT back in the day.
DBT, yeah.
DBT was Diabolical Bombing Tactics.
Jesus, like he was just relentless.
Yeah,
like,
and that was a bit of a south and east crew mixed up. You had a lot of the Selly Oak writers and Kings Heath writers and Sturchley, and then there was writers from over my neck of the woods that was also in that crew.
See, I put him in as an acquaintance of mine, but in the first meeting, one thing anybody meets Corsa for the first time, he just seems constantly unsettled. So the idea of like him being, no, I'm bored now, let's do another crew. Like, okay, no, I've got an idea, let's do this.
Bro,
he's like, it's like an ADHD, like he's a fucking don.
You don't know how many tags that guy's had.
Really?
I'm not going to say the tags he's got, but has had a lot of tags and got them all up. And I'm not talking up a little bit. He's got them all up. And anyone who knows the Brum scene will know exactly how many tags Corsa's had. Yeah.
He's just not settled. And that's the beauty of some of the best writers, is like, they're not thinking about how many numbers. Again, going back to the list, it's not about how many numbers you got, who's interested. It's not about that. It's about, it's an itch that you constantly want to scratch.
Yeah.
It's bonkers, isn't it?
And that's like me, though. Again, we had all different tags as well around my area. I've had a number of tags, and other people have had more than one tag. You get me? But I don't really see it these days as much.
Yeah,
I'd say.
Yeah.
I don't think people sort of
flitch.
Yeah.
No, they stick and stay loyal to their own one, don't they?
Yeah, unless I think you see the trains, and the trains don't seem to have their tag on. Yeah. You know what I mean? Their name. They always switch it up for the trains, don't they?
It's funny. Actually, funny. I was talking to Arrow last night, and he informed me about some of the aliases that were in NT.
Okay, yeah.
And
yeah.
I was totally blown away. I didn't realise how many of them wrote different things. And I guess back then it was a thing.
Yeah, but yeah.
It's actually
nutty
when you think about it. It's nutty when you think about it. It's starting to rain.
Yeah, I thought I just felt a little tiny drop of rain too, man.
It might just pass.
Can't see nothing on. Yeah, a few drops on there.
It's all right. We're closing in into the final furlong. What's the future, my brother? What is the future for
Graf?
Yeah, in Brum, but more specifically yourself.
For myself, or for the Brum scene?
Yeah, with you included in it. Yeah.
For me, I'm, like I said, man, I'm part time, man. I just come out now and again. But I think the Brum scene looks like it's moving in the right direction. Yeah, man. It'd just be good to see more people writing.
Yeah.
More people coming up and writing, because it's sort of the same scene. You know, there's been people that are appearing, like there's Noise, who's just behind you. He's quite active at the minute, man. AFS, he's getting up quite a bit, and he's just popped up on the scene. There's a couple of his boys. There's Oust and Asbo and these sort of younger
Epic.
Lot.
Epic's
a
OG. He's been doing
though,
it for
man.
A while. Yeah.
Epic's been around from me and Epic
really
went to the same school and that same
really?
Class and that. Yeah, he's from Borsey Green as well.
He's
another one that grew up with Corsa around it, but he took a little break and come back years later. There's a lot of people that have done that. Chore is another one.
Chore, yeah.
Chore's done the same thing.
Back
bombed
in,
it.
Come back.
Took a break. Come back.
You know what it is?
Bombed
you,
again.
You know what it is? For people that are outside of Birmingham, especially like myself, who's just a, you know, spectator, the timelines change. The timelines are different. So when you say oust, a noise, for instance, yeah, I can see, because you can see a certain age to what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But when you see like epics and you like pop out of nowhere, it's like, to me, I'm like, oh shit.
Yeah.
New guy. It's not.
No, it's not, man.
The timelines are fucked.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of people that, I don't know, man, you probably put it down to growing up, innit? Yeah. Grow up, do the thing, do that rat race crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Job, kids, exactly what I'm in now. And then they come back.
This is like an expensive question to ask. So I don't expect you to... You could tell me to fuck off if you like.
Yeah.
It's not spicy. It's just expensive. Does having kids, the 9-to-5, the dog, the house, the car, is that a sacrifice in your mind? Is it something like... Is there anything left in you that you'd be like, oh, I wish I could just go and fucking bomb the shit? I was like,
all
right.
Yeah, all the time, man. All the time, I'm constantly, you know, when I'm driving, I just look thinking, oh yeah, I'd love to tag that, paint there, da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah, always.
But I'm not gonna.
No. So it's more of a resistance.
Yeah,
because... You choose not to.
I'll talk about myself, like, but I've got too much to lose. I can't get nicked painting or bombing. You get me? I can't do that. And probably goes for a lot of people. Everyone's got that urge to still go out painting and tagging and bombing, because there's nothing better than it. You know what I mean? There's nothing better going out, bombing everywhere, coming the next day and seeing it all. It's sick.
Mm.
It probably only happens now when I'm lagging or something on a night out when I've been around these sides. But
never leaves you.
No, it never leaves you, man. All the time, constantly looking, and a lot of people will probably say the same thing, that inactive now, but you still spot stuff, you get me? Oh, that's a sick spot there. Oh, look at that little sneaky spot on that rooftop there. You've always got that eye for it. You know what I mean? You've always got the eye. And as much as I'd love to be out again, bombing, rare, it's not me now. Life's changed.
Life does change, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does, man.
And it's a constant. And I get what you're saying, you know, you want the young people back, just, you know, at this interim of the scene development, because that is what gives you what you did wasn't in vain. And this thing is, it's an organism that just is going to continue moving. It's a nice thought, isn't it?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it'd be good. Look, but like I said, the scene's moving in the right way.
Mm.
It's battered. It's probably the most it's ever been battered in Brum at the minute. You know, everyone's doing everything, track sides, trains, except for buses. Track sides, trains, roadsides, rooftops. You know, people are on it, man. People are, they're definitely carrying the name. And I saw UK Frontline, big them up. They put a post up the other day about hand styles, who's got the best hand styles. You might have seen that post.
It's so super important, man.
It's like Brum, London, I think it was Manchester, I can't remember the other city.
That's right.
But there was loads of people on there bigging Brum up, scene's quite, it's quite strong at the minute, you get me?
People
there was all back
talking.
In it, you get me?
They're all there, like, yeah.
There
like
was back in it, man.
I certainly noticed a huge kind of, like, Ford, you know, a big nod from Birmingham when I started doing the podcast here.
Yeah.
Without question. The loyalty and the... And there is just such a unique style and scene here. That
so I'd like to say the scene here is quite a good scene.
It's a,
you know, from
great
what I'm
scene.
Seeing, like I said, I'm not active in the scene, but I'm around the scene still. I still speak to people who are fully active, and I'd like to say the scene here is quite a good scene.
You really know,
I think
is.
A lot of people get on with each other. There's not much beef in the scene here. That's what I would like to say. And people might prove me wrong, because there is a few people.
Oh, it's
that,
beef you want, is it?
Yeah, there's a few people that probably don't see eye to eye. But, you know, overall, I would say it's a good scene here. And
from
I think
what
it's
I'm
quite
seeing.
Quite tightly knitted, you get me? And people all speak to each other. Yeah. People from my side will speak to them side.
It's a vibe, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. But then again, like I say, someone might come and prove me wrong and say, nah, we fucking hate that. We hate that scene. We hate them. Like, we hate that crew.
Spare the comments.
And it's been like that, though, for a while still. Like, 5 years ago, about 2014, actually, about 6 years ago, the scene here was sick, man. Mm. Everyone was on the level, you get me? There was no rivalries or anything like that. No one had beef with each other. And they used to do the graph battles here.
Mm.
And everyone would be at that battle. And there'd be no fighting or people kicking like off that. With each other. Like all the Brumlock was all on the level. And it was a good place for people to link up and make that connection with other writers that you might not have made a connection with previously. And a lot of the old writers went to these battles as well.
That's so
like,
cool.
You got like the OGs, like Midas was there, and Bass, and the ADS crew, and then there was the NHS crew there. You know what I mean? You had a lot of NFA were all there, 48. Everyone was together, you know what I mean? It was... Because everyone knows, it's a small city. Mm. We all know each other, really. You know what I mean?
The 48 crew are killing it, man.
Yeah, big Gent, Gent man.
Yeah.
Viner.
Serious levels there.
Yeah, they're killing it, man.
Wow.
But yeah, I'd like to say
it's a great scene.
It's moving forward, yeah. And hopefully more writers start getting involved or new writers, should I say, start getting involved and doing their thing. And let's see how it goes, man. You know what I mean?
Keep it moving, brother.
Be good to see you, innit?
Thank you so much for joining us, man. No, it's really been a fucking pleasure.
Yeah. It's going to big some people up, man, because I know people are going to message me like, "Can you never big me up, man?"
Get that big up going, because
obviously there's my boys, NHS, Obey, Plan, Page, Alce, Arrest, Corsa, Clears, Epic, Tempo, Shaq. It's a big crew, you know.
Yeah,
NHS
that's
is
a series.
Broke. Yeah, it's quite a big crew, you know. Mm. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. It's big up my lot, innit?
Unification, man.
Pay Sound Forms, there are other people that are in the same crew. Yeah, man. Big everyone up. Big up the scene, to be fair.
Yeah.
Seems to be moving in the right direction. Just keep it going, man.
It's a pleasure representing it on here, and it's always a pleasure,
man,
being here.
Yeah, it's big respect to you for coming up to Brum and giving us a voice to let people know about us, because I've always thought... We was always in the shadows, Birmingham was, you get me? But we've got a good scene up here, man. We've
great
got
scene.
Good writers. We've got
music scenes popping in as well at the moment.
Yeah, popping off. JK, big up JK. Yeah,
all day.
Yeah, man, so big up you for doing what you're doing as well, man.
Respects to you for coming through, my brother.
Cool, bro.
Good vibes.
Safe, man, safe.
Close the Sun podcast, definitely. The sun's come out to join us. We're out like, out of fashion. We're going to have a look around here, take a bit more of Digbeth in. Sharing is caring, people. You know what to do. Tell a friend to tell a friend. We don't do it for any other reason than that. We can't do it without you, all right? Don't talk to anyone or I wouldn't. You stay lucky, people. That's my song.
Cool, bro. Safe.
Peace.